Hi guys, it was a great day today, especially with all the kids that were here today. So I think over 3,000 fans and more than 1,200 kids. So you felt their energy for sure. And I've said it before, but I can't tell you how awesome it is to live in a place where football is so important, from youth football, high school, all the way up. So it was awesome having them there. I definitely felt their energy out of practice today. So really cool day. On an injury note, Lamar Holmes banged up his foot yesterday, went down and saw the doc. So it looks like he has a broken foot, one of the bones in his foot. Don't know the prognosis of when he'll be back, but medical decisions, we'll move forward that in the next couple of days. And don't know any information regarding training camp and when back, but that was the only setback from an injury standpoint. Wanted to pass that along to you today. So disappointed for him. He's had a terrific offseason. I know this is a setback for him, but a guy's worked really hard for this offseason. So hopefully a speedy recovery, and we'll get him back soon. With that, let's open up to questions regarding practice for today.
Coach, could you talk about the 11 on I got a question to talk about. Could you discuss the 11-on-11 drills today, how you evaluated them?
Well, yeah, today we started off practice working in a team run. And actually, in this time of year, it's really hard to work the run game as effectively as you'd like. And then we went right into a two-minute today. The two-minute today we worked at the end of the game where there's a 1 minute left, one timeout, and so we've done 2 minute in every phase that we could, every OTA and here through the minicamp. Our goal is to be the best finishing team in the league. That's at the end of the half and at the end of the game, and so the time spent in there on both sides of the ball has been really important. And then at the end, move the ball, which was just a period for really, hey, coaches, get on out of here and let's find out how fast these guys can play, what they've learned, and how well we can execute. It's a big difference with all the coaches there, reminders. So really good day today. I love the energy and the intensity that the guys brought to practice today.
Defense had three or four picks out there during the drills. Feel like they're picking things up a little bit right now.
For us, our attacking the ball is such a big one for us defensively, and for us to play well, it's going to be right at the top of the list of what we do. It's that effort and the way we go after the ball. So I've been pleased. I think Marquand and Raheem and the guys have worked extremely hard, just ball skills day after day, knowing, hey, I'm going to put the time in, I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to improve. And so for all of us, we pick something out at today, let's work on this specific thing. I know for a number of the guys defensively, it's been their shots at the ball going after it. So it was good to see that for today. There's going to be days like that. Some days for a bunch of them, the offense have thrown some practices where the defense couldn't get close to it. So for us today to have a couple go the defensive way, I think that's kind of the balance that we're looking for.
Leonard Hankerson has made some good catches the last couple of days. What have you liked from him so far?
I think one of the things that that we really like about Hank's game is that the big catching radius, He's got long arms and he can go catch it whether it's low or high, all the deep overs that he's a factor on. So I think that's one of the things that really jump out when the ball might be high or low where he can go pluck it and go get it. So I think it's that length that you see sometimes at receiver for the big guys where they can go catch it in a number of spots.
A high-profile receiver like Dez Bryant, who's been very vociferous about his contract situation. I asked Julio about it, and he said he never considered holding out because that would be a selfish thing. Is it rare when you come across guys like that that are going to get their due, but they're just team first?
Yeah, he's been absolutely one of the best competitors I've had the privilege to be around. I've been around a lot of them, and so for me to connect with him in that way about what he stands for as a player, what he stands for as a man. He's a really unique guy. I love his attitude and the approach he brings our team. He's a great teammate, and he shows that respect for one another. I couldn't be more pleased to see all the things. I'm not surprised one bit, in terms of his answer. He's somebody we all count on. His toughness, his leadership, his intensity, and every day it's that way. It's not where it wavers one day to the next. I think that's the real sign of a real competitor, when it's consistent day after day in his approach, and that's certainly the case with him.
Does that set the tone for the rest of the team, especially younger players, particularly rookies, when they come in and they see somebody like him who has the accolades and has the numbers?
I think it speaks volumes. It speaks also volumes for the man that he is, making the decision. It's a choice to be a competitor, and he's made that one probably a long time ago to say, I'm going to, act in accordance with what I stand for, how hard I go, how hard I'll play. And so when other people see that and say, man, that's a spot I can try to get to, I think it only pays huge dividends. He's a really unique guy in terms of the attitude, the effort. I couldn't have been more fired up that he's on our team.
Coach, what have you seen from Jalen Collins just as he continues to try to get back towards 100% from the foot?
Yeah, physically I thought Jalen really looks good. You see him run and change direction. That part's good. Now it's getting to the technique side of things. Really good ball skills. That was one of the things that jumped out to me playing corner, where he can go grab it. He can track a ball and go in high point and get it. So those are probably the first things that jumped out. I love his willingness is to go in and compete in battle. You know, he's another guy that just doesn't want to back down from any of the challenges. So the guys you've heard me talk about, like Freeman, and now some of these young guys who will see another guy going for it, I want to go for it too. And I think that's the case with Jalen.
Are big cornerbacks like Jalen, like the ones you've coached before, is that the way of the future in the NFL?
Well, certainly it's the way that if you have guys who have that size and length, it's one way for us to go and attack some of the bigger receivers that we play against. We certainly see, you know, on our own team with Julio, the size, the strength. So if you're not able to go and match up, it can be hard, and you have to play schemes in a different way. So for the big guys to go stand at the end of the line and play guys at the line of scrimmage, that's one way to go challenge the receivers and make it hard on the quarterbacks to get those throws in. So, yeah, we're really pleased with the progress Jalen's made so far.
How's Tyler Palumbis looking for you?
You know, we're switching him a bunch. He's played right tackle. He's played left tackle. And that's going to be a critical role as this competition moves forward in training camp. It'll be fully underway when we get kind of a full strength group heading into training camp, you know, at the offensive line spot. So Palumbis playing left tackle, right tackle, and that's going to be critical for him moving forward. You know, does he have the versatility to be counted on to do both? I love the work ethic that Tyler brings every day. You know, like when we talk about like lunch pail guys, it goes the technique, the mindset day after day. Sometimes that offensive line position is drilling again and again and again. And that's one of the positions you really need grit, because sometimes you have to do the thing over and over and over again. And as you guys know, some of those things, that's what makes the offensive line go, that consistency, that technique over and over. And he has that.
How's he doing in the offseason?
He's had a terrific offseason. When we challenged him to have one of the best offseasons you had, he took it to heart. And, yeah, he's had a great camp, great offseason. We're really excited about Schrader.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, all right, coach. Let's go, guys.